Python has earned its reputation as the perfect first programming language for good reason. Unlike other languages that drown beginners in complexity, Python strips away unnecessary syntax to focus on what matters, solving problems. Imagine trying to display a simple message. In Python, you simply write message equals hello world, followed by print message, and you're done. This readability isn't just beginner-friendly, it's a deliberate design philosophy that benefits programmers at all levels. Behind this simplicity lies surprising sophistication. Python variables aren't boxes holding values, but rather labels pointing to data. This distinction becomes crucial as you build more complex applications. The language excels at string manipulation with intuitive methods like name.title to properly capitalize Ada Lovelace into Ada Lovelace. Recent versions introduced F strings that make text formatting beautifully straightforward. F, hello, name, automatically inserts your variable's value. Even mathematical operations follow natural intuition. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division work as expected, with exponents, so 3 squared equals 9. Python's lists store multiple items in a single variable using square bracket syntax. Bicycles equals Trek, Cannondale, Redline. Manipulating these collections is straightforward. Add items with bicycles.append specialized or insert at specific positions using bicycles.insert 0 giant. Remove items with del bicycle 0 or bicycles pop. Process each item efficiently with for loops. For bicycle in bicycles, print I would like to own a bicycle.title bicycle. This temporarily assigns each value to bicycle as it works through the list. Python also offers list comprehensions, powerful shorthand that condenses operations into one line. Squares equals value.squared for value in range 1 to 11. Programs need to make decisions based on conditions. Python's if statements evaluate conditions and execute code selectively. Cars equals Audi, BMW, Subaru, Toyota. For car in cars, if car equals BMW, print car.upper. Else, print car.title. This prints BMW in uppercase while capitalizing only the first letter of other brands. Python's comparison operators, equal, not equal, greater than, less than, greater than, or equal to, and logical operators, and, or, build sophisticated conditions. Check if items exist with the in keyword, if mushrooms in toppings, or verify absence, if user not in band users. As programs grow more complex, functions become essential for organizing code into logical, reusable units. Think of functions as mini-programs that perform specific tasks whenever called. The simplest function might look like this. Def greet user. Display a simple greeting. Greet user. Functions truly shine when they accept information through parameters and return processed results. Consider this name formatter. Def get formatted name, first name, last name. Return a full name neatly formatted. Full name equals F, first name, last name. Return full name dot title. Musician equals get formatted name, Jimi Hendrix. Print musician. Outputs Jimi Hendrix. This function combines names, applies proper capitalization, and returns the result for later use. Python offers flexible parameter handling with positional arguments, keyword arguments, and default values, allowing you to design functions that are both powerful and easy to use. Object-oriented programming lets you model real-world entities through classes that define behaviors for entire categories of objects. When you create instances from these classes, each object automatically inherits the general behavior while maintaining its unique characteristics. Consider this class representing a dog. Class Dog, a simple attempt to model a dog. Def init name age, initialize name and age attributes. Self.name equals name, self.age equals age. Def sit. Simulate a dog sitting in response to a command. Print f self.name is now sitting. The special underscore init underscore underscore method runs automatically whenever we create a new instance, setting up initial attributes. Creating and using an instance is straightforward. My dog equals dog Willie 6. Print my dog's name is my dog.name. My dog.sit. Outputs Willie is now sitting. Classes can inherit from other classes, allowing you to create specialized versions of existing classes without duplicating code. For example, an electric car class might inherit from a more general car class while adding specific attributes related to electric vehicles. Python's true power emerges when you apply these concepts to build practical projects. Python Crash Course guides you through three substantial applications: a Space Invaders-style game, data visualizations, and a web application. The Alien Invasion game uses Pygame to create an engaging 2D experience where players control a ship firing bullets at descending alien fleets. This project teaches essential game development concepts like sprite management, collision detection, and game state tracking. The data visualization project leverages Matplot and Plotly to transform raw numbers into compelling visual stories. Starting with simple plots, you'll advance to analyzing real-world datasets including weather patterns, population statistics, and earthquake data. You'll learn to clean data, identify trends, and create interactive visualizations that communicate insights effectively. The web application project builds a learning log site using Django, demonstrating modern web development practices. Users can create accounts, track learning topics, and record detailed entries about what they're learning. This project covers the full stack, including database design, user authentication, and deployment strategies. The Python ecosystem offers specialized libraries for virtually any task. Need web development tools? Django and Flask provide comprehensive frameworks. Working with data, Pandas and NumPy transform complex analysis into manageable code. Interested in machine learning? TensorFlow and scikit-learn offer powerful AI capabilities. The community itself is one of Python's greatest strengths. The language's design philosophy, captured in The Zen of Python, type import this in the interpreter, emphasizes readability and simplicity. Beautiful is better than ugly, simple is better than complex, and readability counts. These principles shape not just the language, but how the community approaches problem solving. Resources like Stack Overflow, Reddit's r/LearnKython, and various Discord channels provide places to ask questions and share knowledge. Regular meetups and conferences offer opportunities for face-to-face learning. When you encounter problems, and all programmers do, these community resources can help you find solutions and continue growing. Python doesn't just teach you syntax, it reshapes how you approach problems. You'll learn to break complex challenges into manageable pieces, write reusable code, handle errors gracefully, and test your solutions methodically. These skills transcend any single programming language. Remember that programming is both technical and creative. The best code isn't just functional, it's clear, efficient, and maintainable. By embracing Python's philosophy of readability and simplicity, you'll create solutions that others, including your future self, can easily understand and build upon. Whether you're automating repetitive tasks, analyzing data, or building applications, the problem-solving approach you've developed will serve you well. Every expert programmer started exactly where you are now. Stay curious, keep practicing, and don't fear challenging projects. The debugging skills and programming fundamentals you've learned will become your toolkit for mastering whatever coding challenges lie ahead, transforming you from a beginner into a confident, capable Python programmer ready to bring your ideas to life.